Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show once again. Today is Friday, May 12th, and we're here guestless today, Tori.
Yes.
I feel...
Do you feel abandoned?
Yeah, I feel abandoned. I feel slighted.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We'll do a show anyway, and we'll reschedule the guests. Things do come up. Things do happen.
Yeah.
But we can still be disappointed.
Yeah,
right?
We can still be like, that's some bull,
okay,
man.
Okay, so like a group sigh.
That's definitely the way I sigh in normal
I
world.
Know.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So, good. Well, we're here. I didn't really prepare a whole show, but that's okay, because we always fly by the seat of our pants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's our... So that's our...
There you go.
Signature move.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, but we still have to be here. I posted about... there was an article that Howard Stern wasn't on the air this week one day, and that's unusual for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went on the forums and everything, and people are saying, yeah, maybe there was a death, maybe his father, because he's like, his father's 95.
Mm.
So, but the interesting thing is they haven't said anything, leaving people to
speculate.
What
if he just wanted like a day off? He doesn't do that?
But they're saying that he's never done that.
I see.
Never in a million years take a personal day.
I see.
You know, and he only broadcasts 3 days a week, for crying out loud.
Yeah, maybe something happened.
Yeah, something did happen.
Poor
so
guy.
I'm feeling bad for him. Whatever it is, it can't be just a small thing.
No.
Know? I know that. But at any rate, things are going on. Of course, Washington. What are you reading about this morning? I mean, I'm seeing that, like, Washington is reeling.
Yeah, it's always really, this guy's crazy. He started tweeting again, which is always exciting for us to talk about. His tweets are my favorite.
I know, and this is very interesting what he tweeted, right?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
He threatened, apparently, James Comey, the guy he fired, and said he better not have any taped. He said something like, I don't want him, I hope to God he doesn't have any of those conversations taped, because it'll prove, here it goes, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press.
Right.
So now it's implying like all kinds of weird, like, does he tape his conversations? Like, you don't threaten an FBI director. And then he also tweeted that a lot of people from the podium can't get accurate statements from me because I'm so active. And that's why the press briefings are so
accurate. Straight,
yeah.
Right?
So he said, why don't we just take away the press briefings and do a written statement? So again, on the road to dictatorship.
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you, I know everyone's laughing at me, but you normalize things like this. And it's like, now there's no press. Now there's no, and it's step by step by step by step.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just absurd.
Especially after he kept the press out of the White House yesterday.
Right? And it was just the Russians.
Russians.
Now, the funny thing about this is the Russians told him they weren't going to show the photographs, and they did. And the White House source was quoted saying, they tricked us. Yeah,
wow.
They lie. That's what they do. Like, that's so.
How can you run a country like this?
So, yeah, so it's all a mess. And people are now again talking about mental health problems and breaking down and him wanting to be impeached and all that. So it's just a cartoon of characters. Melissa McCarthy is going to be back as Sean Spicer. She was riding her podium through New York during the day, and everyone was filming her. But I'm sure she's going to be hiding in the bushes or something, because that's what happened in real life.
Right.
It's just a very chaotic mess, and you don't do things like this with a whole country at stake chaotically.
Right. Except if you noticed, he really isn't doing anything different from what he always did, right?
It's like everyone thinks
and said, let's hope.
But nothing had everyone's like health and well-being at stake.
Right.
And the country's like peace and war at stake. Now it has so many repercussions, you know? So for instance, when he said the rank and file FBI didn't find Comey a good director, that same day, the deputy director of the FBI was like, he literally said, that's not accurate.
Mm.
So, and then 19, I think it was unanimous, they're asking for James Comey to be an investigation into the firing. unanimously, Democratic and Republicans.
Right, right.
So it's just like, did he think that, like, if he fires the guy that's under investigation, that's, like, leading the investigation, that no one else would the investigation end?
Yeah.
I think he thought it would just go away if he fired that guy, which is so stupid.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the thing is, I think he just does things and see if he can get away with it.
I guess, you know? Man. I just
look at it. He's got no limits, you know, no boundaries.
But I think, like, everyone was like, oh, this is to cover up this thing and it's to distract. And I'm like, no. I think he thought if he got rid of the big bad guy Comey, everyone's like, Russia, the investigation's over. And I'm like, I don't think he thinks that, like, someone else could step up and do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess. And if you don't know, the FBI director usually, and when I say usually, I mean every other time, other than a very strange circumstance, gets a 10-year sentence. The sentence, oh my God, 10-year service. They serve for 10 years. That's the whole idea of, so that the FBI can have a really a long-term time with a director, get settled, and not keep up, you know, having upheavals. So to fire him after 4, and some people are suggesting Trump didn't know FBI directors get a 10-year tenure, and he just fired him.
Really?
Yeah. It's just very strange.
Yeah.
And Mike Pence was caught, again, not knowing things, looking like a real dumbass.
Yeah. And Trump was interviewed yesterday, actually.
With Lester Holt. Yeah, with Lester. That was so bad.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I had a dinner with James Comey. I had 3 occasions where Comey told me I was not under investigation. And Lester Holt, being a great investigator, was like, what meetings? And he was like, there was a dinner. He's like, well, what dinner? Did you ask for the dinner? He's like, I don't, it was arranged. And I said, can I ask you this? Am I under investigation? He said, no. And he's like, what about the other 2 times? He's like, phone calls. He's like, did you call or did he call? I don't remember. One time I called, one time he called, and he said, you're not under investigation. So now we find out this dinner was asked by Trump to have Comey come. It was just he and Comey, and he asked for his loyalty. And said, if you have your loyalty, I'll keep you on as director. And he says, I can't give you my loyalty. I can give you my honesty in the investigation. And then he was fired.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Lord.
Yeah. You just wait years later when we dig everything, you know. I mean,
But I'm not convinced he didn't tape that cover. I bet you Trump is paranoid and weird and has tapes.
Yeah.
I mean,
but how could that help him, though?
It's probably not going to. Yeah. I mean, and I could vault. I mean, I know Director Comey is a controversial figure, but he is a non-biased person in terms that he really is. He's independent. He might shoot from the hip, but he is an independent person who really respects privacy. We haven't heard a peep from him since this has happened. Mm-hmm. And Trump is already threatening him. Before you speak, hope there's not tapes of us. Oh, my God. It's so insulting.
Yeah.
So it's just all coming to head, and they want to keep moving away from Russia, and all they keep doing is stepping back into the shit puddle that is Russia. They keep just stepping in it.
I know. And the thing is this, look, if there wasn't all this hanky-panky, then I think it's a good thing we would be close with the Russians. You know, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Well,
he became buddies with Russia or something.
Well, Putin has been accused of a lot of hate crimes. And being friends with Assad and some really terrible things.
Right. But the thing is this, look, people said a lot of things about Reagan and Gorbachev, too.
I agree with you.
They sat down.
I agree with you.
I
agree with you.
And we were very afraid of the Russians, and they were afraid of us.
I agree with you. And there is a way of saying every country has a history of, and I do hear that when Obama, for instance, said, if there is not a place that I can sit and talk, even if it's a dictator, I will sit and have a conversation with that head of state. Right. And everyone was like up in arms, and he's like, no, conversation is the way to get somewhere. But it's more than a conversation with this guy and Russia.
Well, I don't know. We haven't really proved anything as far as that goes, you know?
Well, I think there's just agreed. It's just like that's why the tax returns are so important.
Yeah, I know.
That's why things like that are weird that they haven't been let go. You know, I think we could prove more if things were more easily accessible.
Yeah. I'm surprised they let him actually run without disclosing.
There is no statute saying you have to. It is just a precedent set over a decade of people that do this, of transparency, just like they release. Now, you do have to release medical records or see it have a physical. You don't need a mental exam, which I think is really batshit crazy.
Right.
But yeah, that is just a precedent set by tradition.
Right. Exactly. Tradition. Because I don't really see the necessity for it. I mean, do we need to know how much money he's made before?
No, it shows you more interesting things like charities. It shows you how much they're taking off. Are they trying to not pay any taxes at all? Like, it's interesting to you see a lot of details about a human being for their taxes.
Right, but it's
what are they who's contributing to them? Who are they contributing to?
Right.
You get to see all of that.
Right.
So that's what we don't know. And the tax write-offs, all of these are very important to know.
Right, but if they were legal,
but if they're legal, why not show them?
Well, no. I mean, what I'm saying is if it's legal, then what's the reason to look at him in the first place? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it would be nice. I'd like to see what everybody...
Because he is the biggest public servant in America. So right. You work for us. Therefore, it's transparency.
Right.
You know? It's just like, I'm going to show you this because I want to be your leader. You know, it's not like... Right. He does work for us at the end.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, but I can see why it's not a must thing, you know?
It is a must only because it's been Republican and Democrat. It isn't a... Like, you have to, but right. It's certainly odd and an aberration that he isn't. It just keeps building more smoke and
right, especially him, you know, that nobody trusts him anyway.
Yeah. And did he stiff people like they're claiming? Did he not pay certain people like they're saying? And he has a lot of lawsuits. How many lawsuits? How much has he given and settled for? We don't know these. I mean, you know, these are all interesting things we don't really know about.
Right.
So, it's just, you know, it's gotten to the point where when you start to see in D.C., when you see congressional Republicans going against their president, that's a start that a change is a coming. You know what I mean?
Right, but I do want to see that.
Yesterday, two different...
To get some movement there.
Right, so two different Republicans were like, I'm concerned about the timing of the Comey firing. And those are people you don't normally see go against Trump.
Right.
And in the Senate, it was 51-49
really?
To go against... to keep Obama's methane environmental climate change act. And it was because three Republicans, including McCain and Lindsey Graham, went over to the Democratic side. So you see these starting to shift. And what you get is in D.C. and anywhere else, a shift becomes very quickly the tsunami of a trend. And then everybody goes.
Right.
Right? It's like 1, 2, 10,
I'm surprised
15.
McCain has taken this long to go against him, though. You know,
it's hard to go against. I know. And after he insulted him like that.
Right.
It's hard to go against a president. I, too, am wondering if they don't have it. Maybe it's that they don't have the smoking gun.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I, too, am weirded out that they haven't. But they've been saying some really nasty things about Trump. So I hope.
Well, I if nothing else, I'd like to see some cooperation going on there so we can get the country back
right.
on
and
track,
you're starting to see that because I think what's the one thing that's keeping us together is the annoyance of his impulsivity. So no matter what, I think that might be the thing that brings us back together.
Who knows? Yeah. Who
you know
knows?
What I mean?
Yeah.
At some point.
To be honest with you, I've just been thinking lately that I'm really the Republican Party doesn't... I mean, it
doesn't
reflect
you.
It doesn't represent me. You know, it really doesn't. There's too many things that I can't agree with.
Right. And when I see these things, and I was thinking of you, I was watching these town halls with Republican senators and congressmen, and they voted for this repeal and repair act, and 24 million people are going to lose insurance. And a guy stood up and said, "You right now," and I think it was to Tom. I'll come up with the last name, MacArthur or something like that. He said, "You right now are the greatest threat to my family." To the Republican.
Really?
He said, there's all these things you scare me with, terrorism and all this. You and your me having to choose between healthcare for my family and not, you're the greatest threat to my family.
Good for him.
Yeah. So that's what I feel. I thought of you and I thought, Sam, do you feel like that? Like that's representing you? Because the town halls are not representing
No,
them,
I
right?
really don't. Yeah. You know, that's not what I'm for.
Right. I was a conservative, but you now are my greatest threat. Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, he's taking everything to the extreme. You know, I'm concerned about immigration, for example, but I wouldn't put a ban.
Or a wall. Or a
wall or anything like that. Yeah, you know, so it's like they're really taking it to extremes.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me because I'm not an extreme person.
Right. And neither really is the country.
Right.
We like to be in the middle. And for instance, that's why people were annoyed at Obama because he used... like tweezers instead of like a sledgehammer.
Right.
But because he knows that you got to do things slowly to make little gradual or else it just is an upheaval.
Right.
So you started to see, I wish he had done more things too, but you see why you use a scalpel in D.C. and Trump's using a sledgehammer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I have to agree with that.
Yeah. And that's scary for everybody.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what we're going to do. Maybe he needs a life coach or something, man.
I think he's just going to resign out of just like, this isn't working.
He will never resign. I don't think so, Tori, because he cannot leave as a loser, you know? That's just him. That's just him. So
I think if he resigns, he's not a loser. He's in control. So it's not you're fired. It's like I'm getting out.
Right. But how many presidents have resigned? I mean, has anybody?
Nixon.
Well, yeah, because he had to.
Yeah, but this is what if he had, you know, if Russia's coming to a close and he has to get out before some kind of like PP tape or something comes out, that guy will resign before he's fired. He will step down out of his own accord just to hold face.
Right.
You know,
I don't know. It's hard to say. You know,
I know, and that's why everyone's calling it like Watergate and Nixonian. And then that's why when he had Kissinger in the Oval Office yesterday, it was really weird.
Yeah. I did want to tell you about Kissinger, though. I mean, you did mention that he was involved in Watergate and everything, but I don't think it takes away from his statesmanship. I thought he was a good Secretary of State. I think he understands politics and the world, diplomacy. And thus, I learned a lot from reading his books,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, the only complaint, and I don't think he had anything to do with Watergate, the only complaint I've heard about Kissinger is that he is somewhat of a war hawk. And has
That's
been
true.
And that and so when Hillary was cozying up to him, as did Trump yesterday, Sanders and folk were saying, I would never have someone like Kissinger because he's very
he's a hawk.
Yeah, that's the only thing I meant by that. Like, it's weird to then have Kissinger sit, but when you're called Nixonian and then to have that optics of Kissinger sitting there, it's very strange. It's like he's just like in your face.
I don't know. Well, people see Kissinger differently, so but he's different messages.
No, he's automatically, though, tied to Nixon.
Right.
You don't think of Kissinger without Nixon.
No, that's true.
So everyone was like, wow, this is a Nixonian move. And the next day, you have the one guy that reminds you of Nixon.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah, well, yeah. His judgment has been questioned quite a bit, you know. But...
And now it's fun because if you turn into the Sean Spicer briefings, it's now Sarah Huckabee, if you don't know. And that is Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Yes.
And she is the deputy. I didn't know this. Spokesperson. And she looks a lot like Mike Huckabee.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
Is not,
not a good thing.
I mean, hey, I'm not attracted to her. And I am not being sexist. I would say this about a guy or a girl. I don't find her. She is a smug little smirk. And she laughs at really inappropriate times. And she looks like the Grinch. And I don't like her.
Okay. Are there any liberals you don't like that you would make fun of?
Oh, like Hillary Clinton was like a full-on robot.
Okay.
And Bill Clinton is a sexual fiend, like disgusting fiend. I will always call it like it is. This woman is not a good spokesperson because she's smug. And you need someone that's just bland, tells the story, moves on.
Right.
She's like, I don't know why y'all are obsessed with this store with Russia. And everyone's like, really? You don't? I mean, she just doesn't look... I don't care for her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reality we live in, folks.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we'll see. But it's fun to watch these press briefings because people are now just being like, how can you say this? But you just lied. Like, they're really volatile. It's just crazy. It's just weird politics, man.
I know. At least it's a good show, if nothing else.
For
you
sure.
Know?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get away from all this.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something to watch, and I watched Finding Dory last night for the first time.
And
I really liked it, although, you know, I don't watch the whole movie in one sitting.
No, it can't. Of course not for you.
So, but then it was early in the evening, so later I thought, okay, I'm going to sit down again and watch something.
Good
okay?
for you.
Another half hour. So, but then what caught my eye is Hot Girls Wanted, and... Netflix, have you heard of that one?
No.
Somebody told me about it. It's about amateur girls that get into porn and, you know, their background and everything.
How did you know for Finding Dory?
Somebody, oh yeah, but somebody told, because I'm on Netflix. It's right there.
Oh, aren't they usually not next to each other?
Well, not necessarily, you know.
It's like children and then like very adult.
Right, you have, but they make like a recommendation list for you.
So Hot Girls Wanted was on your recommendation?
Not really. Actually, that one I sought out because somebody told me.
And was it good?
So the reason I looked at it is somebody said our station was mentioned because we do have a host that has like a show about porn stars and stuff. So I think they mentioned the station or something. But at any rate, I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know if they did.
And was this a documentary?
A documentary.
Oh, I like documentaries.
And it was taking place in Miami, but then I think later they moved to L.A. or something. But they show you those girls, and then where they come from, like in the Midwest.
Yeah, the farms and
the
stuff.
Parents find out, and it's like, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like leaving the Amish.
Yeah.
I feel like that,
Yeah, we got a phone call. Let's go ahead. We're going to be joined by a caller. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to join in. So continue on talking about the show.
You're not interrupting. That's why we answer the phone, Casey. Because we know you probably need something good to say.
I mean, Casey, were you not asking the same question? How did Finding Dory and Hot Girls Wanna get together on the same screen? I love it so much, Sam.
That's how the show goes. That's my mind.
I love it so much.
I'm all over the place,
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
Casey, what's going on, man?
I'm tired of hot girls. I'm tired of them.
Oh, yeah, have you gotten burned recently?
I don't think Is it good?
No, me personally, because you guys know me. I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I stay in my lane. I'm more of a personality. I do like someone hot. I mean, do I like the word hot? I like someone attractive, but
right.
I in my age, I have to go a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I'm still single. So it's working out just fine.
I know. Well, you're not alone. A lot of people think the same way. They're still single.
That's interesting that, like, the change you think when you get older is that, like, you have to kind of go a little deeper. But, like, I felt very much like maybe I was just an old woman in a young person's body. When I was, like, in high school, I wanted, like, that, like, deep love affair, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just a
girl-guy
thing.
Yeah, okay. Grow up with it, right?
Yeah. Man, I was so dramatic.
Charming,
oh my God, I was so dramatic. Oy, not like I'm not dramatic now.
Yeah. But Casey,
no, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though. I mean, you know, sometimes there's just too many hot women out there, and you go, my God, you know, I don't even have one. So you just don't want to be bothered.
They're not objects, people.
I know.
I don't even have one.
Hey, Corey, I'm like this now. If, like, someone shows me a picture of someone, like, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody, and they show me a picture. She's like cute, really hot.
Right.
I immediately go, no, I'm not interested. She's crazy.
Okay, so here's the problem with that, and this is a Buddhist saying. I completely agree.
Oh, my God.
No, this is very interesting. I'm very interested because I would also be a very quick judge by pictures. I think that's really, when someone's like, hey, can I set you up with blank, and they show you that iPhone, it's a yes or a no, right? Right? Like, so quickly. And I know what you mean. If they're too hot, they seem fussy. They seem like really, they're trying too hard, and you can't get into that complication. All I'll say is, like, do a whole week of where you just say yes to every single time someone even closely wants to get lunch or set you up. Just say yes to every single one and see what happens.
Me say yes
to
that?
To every single person.
I don't know.
I know you don't, but but how's that working for you?
I'm more like I destroy relationships, meaning not in a bad way. I have to stop looking for these negative things in people. Like,
yeah,
it's like I mean, I don't do bad. I don't do terrible. I mean,
but you look for negative. You look for the negative.
I don't know why. This is what I say. I think I've told Sam this. I'm always saying, like, okay, so when is this going to be over?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
really?
Because when the last time I was in love, Tori, it hurt.
Got it.
It hurt. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I'm really good listener.
Sorrow the listener.
Because when I'm with somebody, I'm with them. I do everything.
Of course, of course.
While they take a doo-doo.
Right.
I go in the bathroom and they take doo-doos.
Right.
You will?
That seems very too far. That seems maybe why you're single. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Exactly. I could never do that.
But here's my thing is, what did when it hurt, did it actually harm you in any way other than you went through a breakup? Like, did it actually harm you?
Not physically, but mentally, I did a lot of stuff where...
That's the thing. You see, it's mentally,
okay, this is what
too,
happened with my breakup. Let me tell you what happened. She wanted to get married. I didn't at the moment, but I wasn't expressing myself right. I kept on saying, I like what we have. I don't think we need to get married. And then she got tired of being the bridesmaid at all of her sorority sisters' weddings. And so one day, she was just like, you know, gave me the ultimatum, and I was like, challenging her, like, you're not going to leave this. And
called her bluff. So she wasn't bluffing.
I did a lot of, you know, self-blame because I felt like I did that to myself.
Right.
But then I went to this stage where, like, I don't need one woman. I could have a woman for every occasion, you know?
Again, not objects.
Right? And then now where I'm at in my age, it's like, I know I'm better than that. I should be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm a relationship guy. You know, I'm a guy who, you know, I want to do things and I want to have someone I could do them with. And then it got to a point where I was dating people where I would bring them around friends or family, and the big question would be like, oh my God, how old is she? What's Casey doing? Why is she dressed like, you know? So
like everyone's like, picking her apart.
It was like everybody else is picking them apart.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, yeah, I think I'm better than this, than the girl with the green and blue hair. I need to mature a little bit.
There
and
you go. You
so
know.
Now I'm on that. But now it's been last year was dedicating a weeding everybody out of my life that were not right for me. So now I'm on a clean slate. So I've dated a couple people, but then it's like, now I'm doing this thing. Like, well, she's great. I wonder how long this is going to last.
Oh, yeah. God.
So that's
instead of enjoying it, you know, like, oh, she's cool.
Right, instead of being in the moment.
But
right.
At least you're aware of it, Casey, you know, and you can do something about it. Then usually you can trace it back to childhood, you know. It's all these negative voices in your head.
But instead of doing what's going to happen next, something that I do, because I know a lot of people like that, a lot of people. And instead, I make them say, I'm like, tell me three things right now you're so glad that you have with this person. So if you, every time you say something negative, you literally force yourself to say three things positive, you start to change a habit. Right. All you have is a habit. And your habit, Casey, is I want to see when is this going to end? So when you go to this stage, you're so used to then doing this move. And what I'm asking you to do is the opposite.
And you're right. It's almost like the better the girl, the quicker I'm like, it's not going to work. And
yeah.
The shittier the person, I'm like, well, this is perfect. It's not.
Well, because the stakes are not as high.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. And remember.
It's not right.
But remember, like, right. The love, that the hurt that you don't want to feel. You know when you get in the ocean and it's super cold and uncomfortable and then it's fine? That's all it is. It's going to be kind of uncomfortable if you ever went back there. It's not going to actually hurt you. So, like, don't be so scared to be heartbroken because it doesn't actually do anything.
It does, Tori.
It does. Trust me. It screws you up, but it doesn't. It's not
but
something.
You don't understand.
You're right.
When men get hurt, it's harder.
Oh, my God. I went to therapy. Trust me. No, trust
really?
Me. Oh, my
it's
God.
Come off wrong. Because men, we're so raised to be like toughen up,
right.
Do some push-ups, do
right.
that.
But like a girl and is so sensitive. Like, I mean, I know what you mean. I lost my shit over in breakups. But what I'm saying is, I didn't let the fear of that feeling then stop me from trying again.
Right.
Because that feeling is just part of up and down and up and down.
Right.
I'm just trying to get that fear of heartbreak to make you not stop trying again, because that's what it feels like.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You know,
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you are. It sounds like you are. You're doing fantastic.
Yeah. And
Thank you, Tori.
Anytime. No, I mean, the first, like Sam said, the first thing you are is aware. You're aware. That's the big moment to be. You know what I mean?
You know what else I'm aware of?
What?
What's that?
Mother Nature is fighting back.
Like that M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm a black surfer. I'm a black surfer. I love the ocean. I was born in Jamaica. And I grew up in the water, so when I came to the States, it was natural for me to go, be part of the ocean life. I have retired from surfing.
Wow, really?
Because, you know, my surf spot, San Onofre, there's been 3 shark sightings.
Yes, I heard about that.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, the great whites.
And they told everybody leave the water calmly.
Yeah.
Dude,
in a calm manner. Yeah.
They're just camping out by the shallow shore.
Yeah, it's the
like
great whites, right?
The great
25
whites.
25 great white sharks.
Like Jaws.
Something is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously something. It's like, again, it's the M. Night Shyamalan movie you all made fun of, but Mother Nature is going to fight back. We took over their spot. They're like, time to take over yours.
Right. And the bears are now coming to the city. Bears
yeah, the bears.
Like, well,
that's right. And did you see that they found a deer chewing on human remains for the first time?
Really?
Yes. So they're going to eat us all?
We didn't even expect that.
I love Trump,
one.
By the way. I think he's awesome. I think he's great.
Who?
Trump.
I'm enjoying him. I just think it's all going to go to anarchy. It's all going to fall apart.
Yeah. Casey, I guess, decided not to really look so negative.
They think he wants to get out of the job.
Yeah.
And a lot of people believe he wants out.
Yeah. But you don't really, like, you're hurting my soul right now. Like, you do think, he's like, okay, good, okay.
I do not love Trump.
He meant, you know.
Yeah, no, as an, yeah, okay.
But I see the comedy.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I don't know, because I don't blame him for where he's at. I blame us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As people.
We're the idiots that elected him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I mean, a lot of us got caught up in this, you know, popularity thing with them, man.
And now you see what happens when you elect the dumb popular kid.
Right, right. But we were left with 2 terrible choices, I think. You liked Hillary. Many people
I liked her better than Trump, yes. Yeah. I will say that.
But I think they were both not the top choice for a country with 350 million people. You
I
know,
think one was an experienced politician and one was a buffoon with his foot up his ass.
Right, but neither one was
I'm just trying to get 10 million followers on Twitter or anything so I can run for president.
I mean, the thing is this, you have to admit that she probably would not have been able to be a very popular president with the votes, Hillary, with the votes that she was getting. I mean, it was, you know.
I think she would have been polarizing, totally. However, do I think she would have been more than 34%? Yeah. Do I think Bush? Oh, yeah, popularity. Bush after Katrina was bigger than 34%.
I still want everybody to. I know, Tori, we're friends. I'm saying this as a someone who's just an observer. I think I still want to see him get a chance to fight it out. But
I would never say that in front of my mother,
and I don't think I would say it in your face, Tori, because I feel like you would.
You're saying give him a chance still is what you're saying still.
I'm holding on to a piece of string cheese of faith, like, let's make this country work.
The thing is, the story, you'll have to admit you can't
want,
do much.
I just don't want to see our country break down like this, because I feel like out there playing hockey with his boys. He scored 8 goals, and then they interviewed him.
Yeah, I saw
it. And they're like, how's your day going? He goes, how do you feel about them firing the FBI dude? He's like, it doesn't bother us. I'm out here playing hockey.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
I know. And he was like, would you also like to play hockey with me? To the journalist. She was like, no, thank you. It was the terrifying.
You know, but
two things going on in this world.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, what I did want to say is the reality is that you can't really do anything in 100 days, Tori, you know. We do have a president. We don't have a choice. So I think we have to back him because he represents us, you know, to the world.
I fully and could not disagree with you more. Okay. You can do a lot in 100 days, and you can fully screw up in 100 days. And he does not have my back when he's made such impulsive decisions. He doesn't have my – he's not representing who I am. In 100 days, you can get – a huge amount done, and you can also settle the country and become less polarizing. He's done nothing but the opposite.
But do you understand that if we weaken our country without supporting your government, that we could just the enemies could take advantage of that?
I understand, I get the metaphor of like he's the pilot of my plane, so I don't want him to go down. Like I want to support him. I agree. He is yet to show me that I feel comfortable with him at the helm. So I'd rather work at getting stability.
Take a chance and crash. Then,
I don't think I'd rather crash. I'd rather not blow up everybody else in the process. Yeah. I would rather find a way to get him out of there. He's just too impulsive and reactionary to me. It scares me.
Tori, did you guys talk about how he scolded everybody in the press corps by saying, how about we don't do any more?
Yep. Press briefings?
I mean, that's got to be a joke.
Why is he scolding
us? Like, okay, I'm just going to send papers out because you guys can't get the word. You understand? Like, wait a minute. We're just listening to you guys. We don't know what to do.
Right. Yeah, we're just listening to the intermediaries. The tweets are just ongoing and somewhat scary. And what I've heard, which is hilarious, senior aides in the White House try to keep him busy to keep him off of his phone so that he won't tweet. So they have activities.
He tweets more than me.
I know. So they have activities for him. Like now it's this time to learn this, and now it's this room. And so they try to keep his phone away from him too.
Right.
And it's like, this isn't who I need being my president.
I think that's a problem though, Sam. You can't be the leader of our country and tweeting out business. I just don't think it's safe.
No, that's
true. I don't think it's responsible.
But I think what he's trying to do, I think he's trying to get the approval from the people.
I agree with that.
That's why he tweets, you know.
I agree with that.
Otherwise, he has to deal with the media.
But he's too inexperienced and then also too reactionary. Both of those is going to crash the plane faster than anyone else. So I'd rather get a new pilot is what I'm saying.
Right. And if you can't,
I would rather really respect the Constitution, and it goes to the Senate to stop things, really, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's why you have three branches, because you don't want a lunatic taking over the plane, you
know? Right, exactly.
Unless, you know who I'd want? I want Sully up there, Captain Sully.
Didn't all the attorney generals get together?
What's that?
Yesterday? Didn't all the attorney generals get together and say something has to be done?
Yeah, they've had that before where they've signed a joint agreement saying that there needs to be an investigation into the Comey firing.
I give it up to Trump, though. He's made so many, people who have not been aware about politics. We are now trying to figure out
that's what
is
happens
going
when
on.
A celebrity
it's,
gets
it's,
involved.
It's kind of a good and a bad what's going
it
on.
It is. There's a double-edged sword. No, 100% I agree, because more women are now running for office. More liberals are running for office. More students are reacting. You have more people at the polls because everyone's now, they're invested. So in a way, you're like, well, thank God people are paying attention. So I agree with you. It's a double-edged sword because at least he's popularizing a thing that people weren't we're shying away from it, right, at least now.
Becoming passionate
absolutely,
about politics.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like people against Republicans who voted for the healthcare repeal, their opponents just got record amounts of money contributed to them. So like people are putting out their wallets. They are running for office. So you're absolutely right, Casey.
Well, at least it's negative motivation, but nevertheless motivation. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Casey, do you like sushi? Do you eat sushi a lot?
Great question.
Good segue.
I didn't at first because, first of all, I come from my island. Everybody knows that. And we eat a lot of seafood. And my family's all crazy about sushi, but I had a bad sushi experience young.
Really?
And then I was just away from it. But now I'm back into it. I actually enjoy it. There's a lady who comes, who delivers here. You know the one on the corner, Sam?
Yeah, Big Fish. Yeah, Big Fish. We go
whenever
there all the time.
Whenever she comes,
yeah,
she brings me free sushi. Maybe
really?
I should say that, but
wow,
she does. And,
yeah, they're very nice people, and you
so
know they're
really
Korean.
Like it
it's a Japanese restaurant, but they're Korean.
Hey.
Yeah, I remember when they bought it from the previous owner, so... They've been there for a while, but yeah, it's good for sushi. The reason I'm asking, though, is because there's a story now that parasites could be lurking in your sushi.
Yeah, I know.
Doctors
are
warning.
I've already quit.
They're showing you pictures of larvae and shit.
Oh,
I'm like, what the hell?
God.
Worms and stuff? I don't want that, you know? And I always suspected something about sushi, you know? There's a reason why we cook our food.
Yeah, but there's, you know what? I'll go against you. There's a reason. There's a reason why Japanese people are some of the longest living in the world, though, because sushi is so healthy for you.
I don't know about that.
Soy and sushi. Japanese people have lived longer than almost any race on earth, any ethnicity. They have the longest living lives. And so,
I don't know if it's because of the sushi.
Well, you don't know. It's about their diet. Whatever they're doing, they're doing something really right. They live way longer than
we do. Yeah, they live differently than us.
Yeah.
I just don't know that it's the sushi.
They said it's the sushi or the soy, but now I'm concerned about worm. Now you got the worm thing going.
Now they're saying that in Japan, they get about 3,000
pieces. Didn't we have like a bad salmon problem a month ago or something?
Yeah, we have salmon. Yeah, and it's all coming.
Contaminated.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. The U.S. salmon may carry Japanese tapeworm.
And you remember the big Fukushima eruption when the salmon, you were worried it was going to come to the Pacific and the salmon were going to have 8 eyeballs.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to eat tapeworms are like the biggest fear I have in my life.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just imagine, I saw a tapeworm, I took a class in college and it was like 6 feet long in somebody's
intestines. Yeah.
All right. You know, I haven't really had my banana for breakfast yet, but now I'm not going to.
Right. We don't need to discuss the specifics.
That sounds awful. That sounds just
terrible. By the way, a bunch of my college brothers are listening to the radio show right now.
Oh,
that's awesome.
In the house. They're listening.
Hi, college brother.
We got fans all over the country right now, Sam, listening.
Yeah,
awesome, man. Awesome. We love you, Casey.
Tell everyone I'm going to be on AfterBuzz, you guys, at 12 p.m. today to be interviewed about this show. So I'll let everyone know about it. So tune in to AfterBuzz TV. Yeah, support.
That's awesome. What show are you going on?
It's going on AfterBuzz. They do. They interview like comics sometimes or hosts. So I'm going to talk all about this show.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a 12. I'll have the link too, so I'll connect it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
yo.
It's weird that we're all connecting. All of my friends were connecting through our own chat group, and we talk about college stories and things we used to do. Uh-huh. They're all married. I'm the only one that's single. What? How does that happen? How are they all married and I'm the only one that's single?
Because you're afraid.
Oh, my God.
Right? We just hit something. No, I'm just kidding.
Usually it is fear.
It's always, it's fear from does everything. Fear has stopped me from almost everything.
We discussed it yesterday.
And Sam doesn't make me feel better in the morning because every morning he goes, Casey, how old are you? And I tell him my age. He goes, I would love to be you. You should be doing that.
I know.
I'm just like, yeah, my life's horrible.
No, that's a good point. It's
all relative.
It's all relative. It's a good point.
You know, I mean, look at me. I'm 57 and alone, you know. Yeah, I've had 2 marriages. You've got kid. You have kid. You've done your family. Part. It's not like you're
but if you want a marriage,
weirdo or something.
If you want marriage or a long-term relationship, the trick is you got to jump off that cliff. You got to risk.
You really do.
It's scary.
Become
as
vulnerable,
fuck.
Right? Become vulnerable.
Oh,
yeah,
it's the worst.
To. Because you're sharing
it's
your
hard,
life
though.
Suddenly. You know?
It's hard.
Living around here.
I know. It is hard.
Hard.
It's, but it's not impossible. Like people like can run a 4-minute mile. You can jump off a cliff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I have to say this to myself every day I get up. I'm not telling you like it is. I'm telling you, when I fear doing something, I say, it is fear doesn't actually do anything. It's literally an energy.
Yeah.
If you just breathe for 20 seconds, it doesn't harm you.
It doesn't harm you.
It just scares the shit out of you.
It does, and it makes you not want to do
things.
And
it makes
things.
You nauseous, and it makes you totally.
Like not take chances.
Oh, 100%.
You know? So, yeah, you got to. 100%.
But the reward is worth it because, you know.
But just notice how we all have our fears.
Oh,
you know,
my
different
God.
Fears.
Absolutely.
Usually social fears, you know. I think there's a lot of bullying going on when we're young, you know, a lot of wanting to be accepted in that.
And oh, yeah.
It stays with us.
Yeah. And what's funny is when you don't have fear in Buddhism, when you're enlightened, you apparently don't have fear. And my teacher's like, God, I want to be there so bad.
Really?
Because it's like, who doesn't have fear?
You're all about this Buddhist lifestyle now, aren't you?
No, I just find it very practical because like even my teacher's like, I wish I weren't, you know what I mean?
Cause it is practical. You're right about that.
Even she is like, I'm nowhere close to being.
Really?
I have fears, so it makes me feel like I'm not a horrible person for having fears.
No. I mean, that's the thing. Once you grow older, you realize that it's not a bad thing, but you need to learn how to overcome it.
And you can't wait forever, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's there to protect us, really, on a primitive level.
Yeah.
The fear.
Yeah. It is. But again, remember the woolly mammoth. There is no woolly mammoth anymore.
Right.
It's outdated.
There was a point in my life I was trying to marry two women at the same time, like live that lifestyle. And it came close, but... my mom didn't approve.
No.
She thought it was out of
I don't approve
she
either.
It was out of control.
Yeah. You see this guy?
I have a lot of love. I feel like, you know, I could deal with two women and. Because
be
I get
okay.
bored.
Yeah.
I really
get
bored. I think that's another problem I have. I get bored easy.
Yeah. See, maybe that's the case. I was talking to this guy who said, you know, he says. When I meet a woman, I tell her, man, you got to do one of these three things. Anal, facial.
Oh, my God.
Anal, facial, or two women at the same time. Otherwise, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. That's the worst guy I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
That's despicable.
But I guess he does get some women.
Wait, excuse me. How much is he really getting also? Also, when you do find the right person, you don't get bored. You stay. And you work at it, though.
Right.
You do have to work at it.
You don't have to have two women, Casey.
Yeah, I love it.
Find one that'll please you twice.
I think if I want to place a choice, I do think if you find the right woman and the partner that you know, what is the word? Can play with you in terms of like can
play
challenge
me.
You can like you're always going to be interested. You just have to find someone like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and someone you want
to
stay with.
And then I had to change what I was looking for because I was just attracted to women. Well, damn, no, that's attracted to women like green hair, blue hair,
that type. But that's okay. Padded. Some of those people are the best people in the world.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
Of my best
like,
friends.
It can
point.
Be.
Yeah.
They can be, but most times they're out of their minds and, you know.
Exactly. And you go, I'm not going to be seen with someone with green
What's
hair.
What's wrong with the green? My friend is green.
Oh, no, that's not the problem.
Oh,
I
that's
want
not...
to be seen with someone with green
oh,
hair.
Oh, okay.
If you're walking around with green hair, you're not really a rational thinker most times. Is that bad to say?
No, I just feel like maybe you're, oh, this poor bird has nowhere. I feel like maybe you're also, you stand out and maybe you challenge and you could keep someone not bored all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel you. I think you want someone. At least I know from your friendship with me, you need someone to challenge you and keep you on your toes.
Thank you, Tori.
Yes, you're welcome.
That's sweet.
But you need to put yourself out there to be on your toes.
Tonight I'll be at the bars finding my true love.
Yeah,
there you
after
go.
After like five Guinnesses.
Well, Casey, we need to start going to those places together.
I'm going
to
be your wing woman.
Yeah, each other's wingman. No,
yeah, and I'm going to I'm going to get you guys laid.
Oh,
I'm
going to
get
you
guys laid. But hopefully laid in your mind and heart.
It's not the problem. Getting laid is not the problem. Though.
I know. I'm going to be laid in your heart. I meant like I'm going to get you laid in life. Like you're going to monogamously.
Yeah, laid in my heart.
Yeah, laid in your heart. That's right.
All right, guys. I love you. I got to go.
Yes, Casey. Thank you. Take care, my friend.
Core 5. Bye-bye, y'all. See you later.
Bye. What did he say?
I think it was for his college buddies. Core 5.
Oh, Core 5.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. College buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is also calling, and we only have 3 minutes.
No.
No, huh?
Okay. Oh, two. Take it if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Of course.
I was like, it's going to happen again.
I was
again.
Thinking maybe it's like a Casey friend that
too.
Wanted to talk to
I was
to
like,
him.
It's going to be no one again.
Yeah. I know.
Or maybe that was his true love and we hung up too early. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, that's funny,
God.
Man. Wow.
Oh, God.
So they're saying that cotton swabs are not good for your ears. Have you read that?
Yeah, I've heard that all my life.
Exactly, right? They always say that.
Yeah.
And they're saying that actually it works against your ear's natural cleaning mechanism.
Yeah, you want to be pulling out, not pushing in.
Right, exactly.
Because it's pushing you. It's like compacting it in there.
Well, I never push it in. You see, I kind of go in circles with it. And but I could never stop. I mean, I have to do it every time I take a shower.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. Because otherwise I feel weird. And but I guess we do need the wax there to catch the...
Yeah, the dirt.
The dirt and
stuff.
Yeah,
you don't
like
want to have
right?
like it's like an empty hallway with no rugs.
Right, but it's gross. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's gross.
It's your body's way of protecting yourself.
I understand, but it's gross. My body protects itself by making me take a shit. I don't like that. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, I've always had really bad ear infections. And at one point I was in camp and they took me to the hospital and I went to this random hospital and they were like, oh, you got stuff in your ear. Here. Hey, Jim, where's that thing we suck the earwax at? I'm like, I gotta go.
Oh, God, that's a terrible
They start thing. And they put water in it and it pushes the water so hard that it gets the wax out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that stuff's cool.
I know. And the stuff where they heat up your, that's like a, I think an oriental way of
like
doing
the ear
things.
Candle?
Yeah, I know. Right?
That stuff works. I've never done that. I'm going to burn my whole hair. I know
right.
that. Yeah.
Well, you got to have somebody do it for you, I think.
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to come in with half my head shaved and be like, something went wrong. I'll tell you later.
All right. Well, thank you, Casey, for calling in. Tori, thank you.
Anytime. Have a good weekend. Be safe, you guys. And how about you do one thing that scares you today?
Exactly. Like approach a woman you're afraid of.
Yeah, boy.
And do it, man.
Go to the CVS parking lot. That's mine.
Or spend time with a whale.
Don't even say the word, Sam.
I know, but I saw one on Finding Dory last night. Sorry. Okay, Tori, talk about other things. All talk about cute turtles.
Yay!
And things like that. You
turtle.
Know? The surfer turtle is the best.
Oh, you know that's the director's voice?
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the director?
Dude. Andrew Rich, I believe his name. He played the original surfer turtle in the first one.
Oh, okay.
He's the voice.
He's the best voice
ever.
He's
the best. Hang ten, man.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow or Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.